Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah, Stella and Vivek with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, police have shot a 19-year-old man after an altercation during a welfare check in Arana Hills. Police say officers were called to the scene around 12:30 yesterday afternoon after the man's mother requested a welfare check. According to Regional Crime Coordinator Andrew Massingham, police allege the man held a large kitchen knife whilst conversing with officers on the lowest level of the home. The man was shot twice in the abdomen as a result, with officers providing first aid before he was transported to the Royal Brisbane Hospital in critical condition. A taser was also used during the incident, which is to be subject to an Ethical Standards Command investigation.
The Queensland State Government is conducting a review on child employment regulations that outline the minimum age of employment. This comes after the Queensland Council of Unions requested the minimum age to be increased from 13 to 15 years old. QCU General Secretary Jacqueline King said the union wanted to get the balance right to protect children, and it's more aimed at trying to stop children from being exposed to dangerous hazards in industries like construction or on rural properties. Changes to the law would not include light-duty work such as fast food and retail. Similar laws already exist in Victoria, where employers must obtain a license to hire workers under 15 who are only permitted to engage in light work.
In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese held a rare primetime national address yesterday evening. In the short speech, Anthony Albanese acknowledged the ongoing economic ramifications of the escalating conflict in the Middle East, with particular regard to rising fuel prices. The Prime Minister highlighted action the National Cabinet is taking to ensure fuel security. "We're working to bring the price of fuel down, to make more fuel here, and to keep it on shore, using our strong trading relationships with our region to bring more petrol, diesel and fertiliser to Australia," he said. The Prime Minister encouraged Australians to be judicious about their fuel consumption ahead of the Easter weekend, telling people not to take more than they need and encouraging workers to utilise public transport when possible. Some Australians have criticised the Prime Minister's address, deeming it unnecessary considering the rarity and sincere nature of these national addresses and the fact that no new information was produced. But it seems that Albanese's goal was merely to lift spirits and assure Australians, stating, "I can promise we will do everything we can to protect Australia from the worst of it. These are uncertain times, but I'm absolutely certain of this. We will deal with these challenges the Australian way, working together and looking after each other, as we always have," he said.
Former Treasury Secretary Martin Pattinson said Australia is wasting the skills of highly educated and qualified migrants by taking too long to recognise their qualifications. This issue comes at the risk of stagflation and weak economic growth if Australia does not reform its skills recognition system. "Reforming our skills recognition system would help to fix chronic skills shortages in Australia's economy and boost the supply of labour, while helping to fix our worst labour productivity growth on record," he said. Currently in Australia, 44% of qualified permanent migrants are working below their skill level, while we have critical shortages in the same fields they are qualified in. Dr. Pattinson's recommendations in his migration review will be introduced into the Activate Australia Skills campaign.
In international news, Trump threatens to pull the US out of NATO. The President of the United States has scaled up threats to pull the US out of NATO if European states do not help reopen the Strait of Hormuz. In an interview with the UK's Daily Telegraph, Trump called the defense alliance a paper tiger and said removing the US from the alliance was now beyond reconsideration. With that said, Trump demanded that the Strait of Hormuz be reopened and threatened to bomb Iran back to the Stone Age if they failed to comply. To date, and much to the US president's displeasure, the Australian government, alongside many American allies, has not committed military assets specifically dedicated to the Strait. As of current status, a virtual summit is being held by 35 countries, including Australia, to discuss solutions about the Strait of Hormuz crisis. The US, however, is not one of the countries attending the virtual summit. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a mild chance of rain. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.